my volume down in the fucking car. There was one laugh that
it's
we
had. Really intense. Put your fucking phone on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, yeah. That's I was going to tell you that. We figured out what the sound was last week.
Make a joke.
What do witches use on their hair?
Shampoo!
No, scare spray, bitch.
Ghosts use shampoo, dumbass.
Fuck you.
Okay. Perfect.
Just two best friends accidentally starting a podcast. Just out here doing our best.
Being spooky and beautiful at the same time.
I'm Megan.
I'm Nola.
And we are the Dead Magnolias. I'm comfortable.
What was that wheeze?
I'm still kind of sick. And all of my roommates are sick, so I can't stop being sick. Hi, guys.
Hey!
We're back.
Yeah! It's, we're going into Thanksgiving week.
We are.
Oh, yeah.
We're, what, 4 days away?
I like, thought about counting, but then was like, fuck it.
Sunday it's gonna Thursday? Be at a... It's Sunday today. Thursday is 4 days away.
It's gonna go up on a different day. They'll fucking be confused.
Do you have... any plans for Thanksgiving?
I have 3 Thanksgivings on Thanksgiving. Good God. With an additional, like, 3 other ones.
On Thanksgiving or
no,
after?
Outside of. Because, like, I had one on Friday, I'll have one on Monday, I'll have 3 on Thursday, and 1 next Friday.
Next Friday?
Yeah.
That's a little late.
I'm gonna turn into a... well, like, the Friday after Christmas. Thanksgiving. Like, Black Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
The next day. You say yeah. Next Friday, I think, like, a week from now.
So I've got, like, fucking 6 Thanksgivings. I'm gonna turn into a fucking turkey. Like, I'm gonna have feathers and shit.
So I will be the only one doing this podcast from
now
on.
I won't be here. It'll just be gobbly.
I'm not sure if I want that in a podcast.
I'm gonna be here, bitch.
Not unless I cook you.
Oh. Are you doing Thanksgiving? Like, can we get off of you murdering me as a turkey?
I think that sounds like the perfect Thanksgiving plan. No, I'm actually doing a Friendsgiving this year. I've got some friends that aren't going home for the holidays. It's a little too far for them to make it with work and everything, so I'm just spending some time with them. And then Black Friday shopping.
Nice.
For what? The night will be young when we start, so.
Black Friday will reveal to you what you need.
What I want.
What you want.
Which is everything.
I want it all!
Yeah. I want to go to Best Buy. I really want the new Apple Watch. It's on sale on their online website right now for, like, $299, which is nothing, because when I last looked, it was at $549. So,
ooh, okay.
I will take the $300 over the or $550. So, that's really, I mean, that's a gift for me.
Yeah.
But I pretty much have, I mean, I've got your Christmas present finished.
Oh,
I just have
yeah.
to get it ordered, and then I have to shop for 3 more people, and I'm done for Christmas.
I had an idea for you for Christmas. Like, an actual idea. Like,
was it
this,
the real
it was,
thing that Spencer...
It was actually this thing. So, our friend fucked up all of my Christmas plans for Megan because I was like, I'm gonna surprise her with this blanket that looks like the VHS tape of Halloween.
It's my favorite movie in the world.
And she also loves blankets. She also loves blankets.
That's all, yeah.
You so I was like, fuck yeah, I've been looking at this thing for over a year now, and I was like, I'm finally gonna get it for Megan this year. And then somebody on Facebook, like, tagged me, Megan, and our buddy Brett in it. I was like, look at this thing! And so now it feels like,
well, if you
it would be,
it
like, disingenuine,
just get it for
like, he
it.
Told me to buy it for you, and you'd be like, oh, you weren't actually thinking about it, whatever.
No.
And then,
it's a really
so
cool
it just
blanket.
Feels, it feels fucked now.
No, get it. It's okay. The original VHS cover.
I know, right?
Like, the VHS sleeve. Nostalgia, 100%. This blanket is so cool. We actually looked at the website. There's, like, a lot of cool stuff on the website. They have
Creepy
a whole...
Company. I follow them on Instagram.
I liked the, did you see their shirt that has the Goosebump book covers on it?
Mm-hmm.
I liked that one.
That's where I bought my, Hocus Pocus shirt.
Well.
I love
Hocus
Creepy
Pocus
Company.
Shirt right now.
What the fuck you are? weird. So yeah, that was scary because it was kind of like she flashed me.
Yeah, it was scary that I almost did.
You know what else is scary, Megan?
A lot of things.
College.
College.
College is so scary.
In so many ways.
You're starting off your like adult life. You're going into this thing. Do I want to do this career?
You're dropped into adult life.
Like, am I going to get my finals done? No. Am I going to pass?
No.
How much money am I going to be spending?
No.
For the rest of my life on this fucking schooling I'm doing? All of that on top of, am I going to get murdered here?
I hate that that's a real fear.
Am I going to see a ghost here?
At our school.
Yeah. That's something at a lot of schools. Did. So, yeah. College is fucking scary. And that's what this episode is about, friends. So welcome to Creepy College 101.
Yay!
You signed
101.
Up.
It's a class.
Yes. This is a class. Welcome to class. It's college, so we can say fuck. And
at the end of this episode, you will pay us $500 for the credit.
Yep. You can PayPal us? I don't know. We don't have PayPal. I'm making stuff up.
We can set one up, though, because anybody that listens to this, you now owe us money.
And that's how we lose all of our listeners right away. They're like, fuck that!
They heard $500 and stopped listening.
Yeah. No fucking fancy Apple Watch for you. Well, you're going to Creepy College 101.
Yeah. Man. Okay, we're kidding. You don't have to pay us any money, but you are going to strap in for some scares, because
yes.
I found some college stuff that was scary. Like, just online, stories about different campuses. All of them happened to be in Ohio. I found 4. We're going to talk about 2. And then Nola's got some stuff that's happened to her. She's got a crazy story for you.
Oh, yeah.
From a road trip she took with some friends of ours, and I have plenty of stories from my life because ghosts seem to follow me around. So, yeah. You want to start this one off? Or should I talk about Ohio Dominican?
I'm going to first start off with 2 little tiny short things.
Perfect.
Because remember, one of the fears of going to college is, will somebody kill me here? Because, like, there's, like, a lot of horror movies set up where, like, dorm rooms are... Or, like, dorm buildings are, like, just being knocked out. There's, like,
mm-hmm.
Urban Legend Final Cut, fucking Scream 2, all there's these so crazy movies. Things. Pieces, which is from Pieces. 1982. If you've never watched Pieces, watch Pieces.
Just pause the podcast right now, watch it, and then come back.
And then, yeah. So, being in a building with a bunch of other crazy college kids just kind of puts you on the silver platter for mass murderers. And unfortunately, some people, like, in real life did take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more famous ones being Ted Bundy, obviously.
If you've seen the confession tapes,
yes.
You'll know this one.
He was, like, killing women kind of one by one in, like, where was he? Washington, Oregon?
Washington.
Going in and out of Utah.
Florida is where it happened, right?
Yeah, so he escaped prison.
Mm-hmm.
Ran away to Florida. And then, I don't know if it was, like...
a wild road trip.
Yeah. It was, like, super far away. And I don't know if he was, like, super afraid of being caught, but he got really ballsy. And he broke into a sorority house, Omega Chi?
Yeah.
And he bludgeoned some women, strangled them, sexually assaulted them. 2 unfortunately died, and yep. 2 did survive.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, girls were, like, this one girl, she came home from a date, like, noticed something sketchy, like, a guy leaving
yeah.
through the back door, and she was like, we have a curfew, guys can't be in here.
Isn't it, like, an all-girls dorm?
Yeah. Because it's a sorority house.
Yeah.
And so, she goes and finds another girl, and they, like, go down the hallway, and this one girl busts out of her room, broken jaw,
yeah.
broken arm, her actual roommate was, like, also bloody and, like, sitting up.
Right.
And then so they just, like, panicked, opened all the doors, and they found 2 of their sisters mm-hmm. had been murdered.
And he used the same thing. Like, he used the pantyhose around the neck thing.
Mm-hmm.
You would think if you're not trying to get caught, you would choose a different way than what you had been doing across yeah. the nation.
I think he got scared and was just like,
probably.
I need to kind of up the ante and get some more in before
right.
I'm totally
caught
done
and,
for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sorority house, targeted by Ted Bundy. And then there's another one. You saw American Horror Story Season 1, right?
Yes.
You know, the like
house.
Yeah, the, and so in that season, the house had once been like a kind of like a dormitory mm-hmm. for the student nurses.
Yeah.
That was based on a true story.
Really?
From 1966.
I did not know that.
Richard Franklin Speck broke into this sorority, or like, not a sorority, a dormitory
right.
for student nurses that were at the Chicago Community Hospital. And there were 9 women in there, and 8 of them died. So he
8?
Had, like, trapped them in this room, would take them out one by one, and either stab them or strangle them. And, like, come in and grab another one. Just all night.
Oh, my God.
And the only one who survived, she, like, climbed under a bed and just hid for hours. And had to listen to her friends and roommates die. Which is fucking brutal.
If we were in that, that would be you. I'd be the first one picked.
And I would survive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know how I would react in a situation like that.
One. I'd probably be lining up at the door. Like, if you're going to do this, just take me out now.
Like, if, yeah, I got to be the first one. I can't listen to everybody else. So, yeah, that happened back in 1966. Ted Bundy's was in 78. I haven't heard, when I was, like, scrolling through
right.
quickly, I didn't see any, like, more recent ones that were mass murdering. But living in a dorm that was, like, all girls or whatever, just, like, freaked me out because
yeah.
of this shit when I moved into college. Like,
because it was by floor in most of our dorms.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Except Sainsbury.
Yeah.
Because then they were separate
It
rooms.
Was like hallways.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Just like...
That's nuts.
Silver platter, bunch of people, comfortable at home.
Right.
Younger.
Or you're like trying to find your way.
And just...
They found a way.
Yeah.
Just out.
So yeah, that's... the true crime piece of our college, creepy college 101.
So I'm here to bring you the ghosts. So we've talked about Ohio Dominican a lot. We've talked about it in at least 2 episodes where we've
at least
mentioned
yeah.
that we went there. There's just a lot of history. I still really want to do an exclusive Ohio Dominican episode just because there's so much. But as I was thinking through what story to tell, I was looking online, and I found the story that I wanted to talk about really bad that happened in Worley Hall. It's the art building on campus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have Nola talk about that part of campus and when it was built, because she used to be a tour guide there. I would love it if you used your tour guide voice, though.
So we're going tour guide. Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Nola. I am going to be your tour guide today. I am an integrated language arts education major, and I'm going to be part of the class of 2015.
2015?
Oh, yes. So soon. today we're going to take a look around Ohio Dominican University. It was founded in 1911.
That was a long time ago.
It was a very long time ago. And it became a public university in the 1970s,
mm-hmm.
but our university is filled with a lot of rich history. We've got some really beautiful old buildings, the oldest being Worley Hall, which was built
Worley
in 1910.
Hall. Whoa.
It is our oldest building on campus. The other ones are built in 1928, 1929, and then some 70s and more recent stuff. But Worley Hall was built in 1910, a year before we became a university. It was an all-girls dormitory for St. Mary's of the Springs, which was an all-girl institution.
Cool. I think I know a story about that place.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I love it when she does the tour guide voice. I'm really happy that she's...
I'm also really good at walking backwards.
She is. Now she's an expert because of that job.
Yes.
So, we were on campus one night. We were telling ghost stories. We went on some, ghost walk.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was like a Res Life program. They were like, let's go on a creepy, spooky, haunted tour of Ohio Dominican. And I was like, fuck yeah, I love spooky and I love tours. Let's go.
We were setting up for this podcast long before it was even an idea.
Yes.
So this story, it's back from, I'm going to say 93. The dates are a little...
It's as old as us.
Yeah, so almost 27 years old. So, this happened back in the summer of 93. They're thinking around July. This building's named after Sister Worley. She was able to get some money donated after her death to help with the construction of the building. And she spent a lot of time there just making sure before it was, actually named after her, but she spent a lot of time helping make that building what it is today. There's a lot of cool art in there. I really like going in. There's a lot of talented people at Higher Dominican.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Like, there are high arched ceilings. Mm-hmm. There's one of those weird elevators that can only, like, hold two people, yeah. And it's got a gate.
The basement's really Titanic. Creepy.
Oh, basement's creepy as fuck.
I don't like going down there. I did go down there once, and I was uncomfortable the whole time. Because I was taking an art class in there. I was taking the,
Art for Teachers?
Art for Teachers class. That, oh god, it was so dumb. I did some cool things in there, probably. I don't know. But, so, after she died, there was a lot of reports of, like, strange things that were going on in the basement of Worley Hall. So people were, like, coming up with this idea that Sister Worley was still hanging around. So, we're cutting forward to the summer of 93. Worley Hall actually caught fire. And since it was summer, nobody was really on campus. You know, there's a few security guards there and faculty members that are there during the day, but this happened at night. So the building should have burned down, should have just been demolished at that point, but somebody called the fire department. Who, you ask?
Who?
Let's find out. So fire department gets there. They're a little confused, but they find the building, because obviously it's the only one up in flames. So they put the fire out, and I'm going to guess, like, an official from the university and the police department are there talking to the fire department, and they're like, how did you guys get here so quickly? And they're like, well, somebody called us, and they're like, but something's weird. And, you know, that obviously prompts the police to ask what was weird. So the fire department explains that an elderly woman had placed the call, and said that this building was on fire. They needed to get there as quickly as possible. And she explained how to get to the building. So she explained that they needed to drive up the main road, so Sunbury Road, to get to the campus, and then take, I think it was like a right turn,
mm-hmm.
Onto a road. And then there's a sidewalk that you get onto, and there's the building right in front of you.
Like, super specific instructions.
Right. So they get there, and that side road's not there anymore. So they were like, well, how do we get there? And then they see that there's a back way that's there now. So they got to the building, but they were like, that those instructions were off. So Sisters from, what's the name of the...
St. Mary's of the Springs?
Yeah. Is that the building that they all stay in?
Oh, yeah. Moen.
Yeah. They were able to confirm, after hearing this, that those roads used to be there, in front of the building when Sister Worley was still alive. The part that at least gave me the creeps was, that they were able to figure out that this call came from a phone that was inside Worley Hall, when they were able to confirm that the building was locked and nobody was in there at the time of the fire. So I thought that was really creepy. I remember hearing that story, and then we were, like, talking about Ohio Dominican a couple weeks ago, and I was like, man, I really, really want to tell that story. I just don't know the specifics on it. And I found it, so it was really cool. But yeah, that one's interesting. We've got some nuns hanging around that are trying to keep the campus afloat.
Yes. Oh no. That's still creepy.
Right.
I don't like it.
What do you do with that information?
Like, that the call came from inside this locked building?
Yeah, it's like when a stranger, like, calls, but, like, good.
Yeah, like, because it's not, like...
It wasn't sinister. It's not like, hey, come into the building, and then it sets on fire. It's already on fire, and she's like, come save my building.
Save it.
But wasn't there, like, a part of the story where they figured out the phone was a phone that didn't even really exist? It was, like, a rotary phone? Or one that wasn't, like, hooked up? I remember it was probably something like... I'll have to ask somebody about that knows more about that.
I think when I was recently doing my research on Sister Sands, I found the invitation for that tour that we went on.
Yeah.
And I think it had a specific professor.
We'll have to, yeah.
So we can look that up.
Yeah, and then email them. Yeah, that was a really cool one.
Yeah.
So am I telling my next one, or did you have anything else? Do you want to tell
my creepy story?
I think that you should, and then I can share this personal testimony from Ohio University.
All right.
Not personal. It's a personal one, not my personal one. We'll get there.
So, this one is, like, kind of a cheat. It's not, like, didn't happen during the school year or, like, on a college campus. But it's, like,
college age.
Yeah, I was in college. And
some of the people that you were with were in college.
Yes. So I was with a group of my college-aged friends. And I feel like the reason why I'm allowed to talk about it is because it reminds me so much of House of a Thousand Corpses. Which, if yes. you guys are familiar with that movie, it's about... Well, it starts off with, like, this group of college students who are going to different roadside attractions, and they're writing a book together, but they're in college, so...
Watch it. It's a fantastic movie. Yes.
So, my friends and I were on a trip down into Cave City, Kentucky, where we were going camping, and we're going to go visit the Mammoth Caves. Which
I
is
couldn't
like,
make it on this trip, and yeah. after you hear, you'll understand why I was happy about it.
So, Mammoth Caves, largest cave system in North America, right. I believe. And so, we went down there, we camped, and we were waiting for our appointment to, go into the caves. And to kill some time, I was like, hey guys, I saw this roadside attraction that I really want to fucking check out. Because I love tourist traps.
She really does.
I love them. I love everything kitschy.
Bible putt-putt.
Oh, yes.
Or Bible mini golf, whatever it's called.
Yes. We did go on Bible mini golf once because of my love.
And for the Bible
roadside attractions.
Oh, yes. Good Lord.
So we saw one. I was like, let's fucking hit this shit up. Let's go, let's go, let's go. So I finally got people to go with me. It was my buddy David, my buddy Michael Cherry, which I will just call Cherry for the rest of the story.
He almost died, didn't he? Like, he could have. It could have been
he thing. And David could have.
Yeah.
And then Sarah and me. So, two girls, two dudes, and we drive down to this place, and it's called Fun Town Mountain.
A place that anybody would want to go, right?
Yeah. If you guys are familiar with the Cave City, Kentucky area, it used to be Guntown Mountain. It started in the 60s, and it was a legitimate tourist attraction that people loved, but then it failed.
Please tell me you still have pictures of this place.
Oh, yes. Okay, so they'll be on the Instagram. But, so Guntown Mountain failed, and they sold it to this man named Will Russell. But we'll get more into him later. So we go to this place, Funtown Mountain, and as soon as we pull up, we're like, what the fuck is going on? So there was this, like, kind of like an art installment right in front of the main doors of the building, which was, like, this oriental rug, and there was, like, a television on it, and there was a chair, and in the chair there was a mannequin, but instead of a mannequin head, it was, like, a fucking fox.
Right.
Like, taxidermied fox head. Like, looking at this TV, and we're like...
I would turn around. Like, I don't know why you guys kept going. I'd be like, peace. I'm out of here.
It looked cool, man.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Maybe
it's somebody. So we're like, this is kind of weird, but whatever. Took some pictures of it. David posed with it, and so we're like, yeah, what the fuck? So we continue to walk towards the building, and we notice that there's, like, a bunch of crushed, like, cereal and ice cream cones everywhere, and we're like, this place is kind of weird.
And abandoned.
Well, we go inside, and there's a lot of people in there. Like,
in the, like, gift shop.
In area. The gift shop yeah. area. So there's, like, a bunch of really cool shit. Like, it's really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, there's awesome t-shirts with, like, cool prints, and there's, like, some cool antique stuff, and I found, like, a bunch of stuff I wanted to buy. So, I've got my stuff, I'm waiting for my friends to get ready, and then we realize that nobody's working here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we see a couple other people, and we're like, hey, like, have you guys seen anybody that works here? And they were like, nah, like, we don't know what's up, and we're like, oh, well, shit. And then those people leave, and so it's just me and my three friends.
Yeah.
And we're, like, kind of looking around. We leave the main building. We walk down to this other, like, set of buildings. Like, this long thing. Because it was supposed to look like a Western town. So there was, like, the main building that was the fucking gift shop.
General store.
And then there was, like, another set of building. And then, like, all of this led into the mouth of this, like, mountain going up the hill. And there was a ski lift. but all of the chairs for the ski lift were, like, on the ground below it. Naturally. So that shit was broken down. We go look into the other building to see if there's anybody working there, and there's just, like, this empty room of, like, chairs in a circle. There's a bunch of, like, mascot costumes sitting upright in these chairs.
Leave! Like, I'm talking to you from years ago, but just fucking leave!
And, like, David and Cherry get, like, really ballsy, and they go in the room, and they're looking around, and I'm like, guys, no. I've seen this movie. It's directed by Rob Zombie. We need to get the fuck out of here now.
Like,
I also really had to poop. Well, so, because I got real nervous.
Yeah.
So we're like, they continue to walk through, and there's all this weird stuff in this building, and then we, like, leave it. We still didn't see anybody who works there, and David and Cherry were like, let's go check out the haunted hotel.
No.
Which I forgot to mention at the beginning of this, but set up behind the, like, general store part is this haunted hotel. Like, it's painted on the side. It's supposed to be, like,
a haunted house,
like,
thing.
Yeah, like a haunted house, like a fun house type deal.
Right.
Whatever. And in front of it, there's, like, these stakes in the ground with mascot heads on them. There's, like, a wax head Albert Einstein, like, ripped off, like, on the fence post. So we're walking up to this, and we get distracted because we notice that there's a room above the general store.
Mm-hmm.
And we look in, and it's, like, glow putt-putt. And we find another couple. They scare the shit out of us. they were like, hey, we haven't seen anything. Like, what is going on? And our guy friends were like, oh, we don't know, but we're going to go in a haunted mansion or a haunted hotel. And they were like, sweet, we want to do this too. And no. Sarah and I were like, no, fuck you guys. Fuck that. It's how we die. Fuck.
Right.
And so they, all four of those people, go into the haunted hotel.
So and David Sarah and Cherry went with complete strangers.
Yeah, David and Cherry went with strangers into this building that, like, could have easily been, like, a setup for people, like, popping out of places to murder you.
Especially when there's mascots and shit set up in chairs.
Yes. So Sarah and I are like, fuck that. And we continue up this, like, staircase up past all this stuff because it's on the side of a mountain. Like, or, like, the slopey hill thing. And we walk up it and we see a parking lot for another establishment, like a Cave City Crystal Tours or something. So we, like, go into that building and we're like, hey, we were down at Funtown Mountain and we were wondering if you guys know what's going on. And the guy there was like, oh no, that guy down there, he's lost his marbles. And we're like, ugh.
We just left our friends there.
Come again, and they're like, yeah, he's just, like, been growing weed up on the mountain, and he's been having an episode of sorts, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my god. Like, what? And then this family comes into this building, and they're like, that guy's back, and he's a lunatic, he's losing his shit, he's blah, blah, blah. And we're like, we need to go get our friends now.
Right.
So we, like, hurry across this parking lot, go down these stairs, and, we didn't go into the haunted hotel, but we saw, like, a couple, like, in a minivan at the bottom of the stairs. And they were, like, getting into the car, but then they saw me and Sarah, and they stopped. They waited. Because we get down to the bottom, and there's just this man in, like, board shorts and a white t-shirt, like, middle-aged, scruffy-looking, just, like, spinning in the middle of the parking lot with his arms, like, high up above him in a Y. He's just, like, spinning, and he's throwing these stickers, and then he sees me and Sarah, and he comes up and puts his arms behind us, and he's like, come inside, buy a t-shirt. And we're like, no, and Sarah's like, get in the fucking car. And so, like, he, like, doesn't pursue us or anything. He's just like, oh, come on, buy a t-shirt. I'm trying to go to Cracker Barrel. And we're like, no, we're gonna leave. And this couple is, like, stayed there with us because they're fucking saints. So we, like, open the door to the car, and he's like, fuck it. And he gets into his van, slams the door, like, throws a bunch of shit out of the car windows, and he was like, take all you want, it's a closeout sale, everything must go. And then he's like, I'm going to Cracker Barrel. And he just, like, speeds off and, like, leaves Funtown Mountain. And that's when our friends, like, come run down the hill. They're like, what's going on? We're like, we don't know, but we gotta take some stuff. So
we gotta take some stuff.
I grabbed the t-shirts that I liked and we just fucking left. But then we get back to the campground and we're like, hey guys, like, this just happened to us. Like, this was, like, really crazy. And they were like, we need to go there. So the next day, as we're leaving, we're on our way back, and we're kind of looking stuff up. It's me, Sarah, and David, and we found an article about Funtown Mountain and its owner, Will Russell, who had bought it from the state of Kentucky. He had been, like, running some really cool businesses out in Louisville, and they were like, we can get this guy to, like, up our tourism in Cave City, Kentucky again. Like, he'll save us, pretty much. And he had, like, really cool ideas for the place. He was going to, like, make it super hipster and awesome.
Right.
But, he ended up losing custody of his daughter and then had, like, a manic episode. And then he had gotten arrested for some drug charges, mm-hmm. and, like, he was just, like, down on his luck and just kind of had a manic break.
Can you pause for a second? Is this him?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, if you look up Will Russell, he'll be everywhere. So we're looking this up, and we find an article that was, like, published hours later, and it was, like, Funtown Mountain owner arrested. So we look it up, and we're, like, just reading it. So apparently he left Funtown Mountain. Like, we saw him. He had just left.
To go to Cracker Barrel.
He went to Cracker Barrel. Yes. He bailed on his check. He left, and he went directly to a gas station and was like, hey, if anybody wants weed, come to Funtown Mountain. And then he buys, like, Mike's Hards. He gets in his van, opens up a Mike's Hard, takes a drink, starts driving, makes a wonky turn, gets pulled over, and he's arrested for open container, driving under the influence, having marijuana paraphernalia, and for skipping out on his tab at Cracker Barrel. And so we're, like, reading all this, we're pulling up, and there's caution tape all the way around Funtown Mountain. So we can't get in there. And so we're, like, turning around. Some people are getting out of the car to take pictures of the place, because it looks Looney Tunes.
Right.
It looks insane.
I'm looking at pictures right and now, and I'm scared.
As we're taking pictures, this white SUV pulls up, and out hops this man in just board shorts, and it's fucking Will Russell, and he tears the caution tape, and he's like, come on in! And we fucking speed off. Like, we looked it up later, and, like, felt really sorry for the man, because, like, it was just, like, a lot of shit. I'm happy to say that
he... How many stickers, though?
Oh, I had so many stickers, and I put them everywhere. But, yeah, Will Russell's doing a lot better. I follow him on Instagram. He's got this, like, campaign called Everything Will Be Okay, and it's, like, him... How he had, like, built up his empire, how he lost it, and how he's getting back to being okay. Which is actually pretty inspiring.
Right.
Now that we're, like, looking back on it. But I was...
Come on in.
I was literally almost part of, like, a Rob Zombie movie.
He would have picked, like, you up if something would have happened. He would have been like, yeah, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Good God.
It was insane.
They told me this when they got home for the weekend. And I was like, good. Well, I would have had a panic attack.
Oh, the like, once time. We got in the car, like, on the way back, I was like, what the fuck just happened, guys? What the fuck just happened? What the fuck? And, like, they were like, okay, calm down, Nola. I was like, no, you guys could have died. We all could have died.
She's gonna post her own pictures of Funtown.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna post some ones that I found on the internet. Because, holy shit, there's some of the mascots that you saw.
Yeah.
That are frightening.
Yeah. It was really scary.
A dog with his eyes ripped off.
I had to shit the entire time.
Well, yeah. I would have grand slammed everywhere.
But yeah, so that's my creepy, crazy college story. Almost became one of those true crime stories and a tourist attraction on a college break field trip thing. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I forget when it was.
I think it was, like, the summer before senior year.
Right. Good Lord.
So I almost didn't graduate.
I don't like it. yeah, so... That's hers, and we've told one from Ohio Dominican. I figured I would move on to Ohio University. It's one of the most, like, well-known campuses for being haunted. And as I was looking stuff up for, like, what ghosts to talk about, I came across somebody, like, had submitted their own story of what happened, and in the vein of us, like, wanting to eventually do, like, listener story episodes mm-hmm. where we're reading people's emails, I figured I would just read this one.
Sounds good to me. I like it.
I kind of read it. through, while she was talking about this, because I've heard about Funtown a few times now.
So you were ignoring me?
I was not ignoring you. I was double-tasking?
Multitasking.
I was doing two things, so technically I was double-tasking. it's fine. I'm an English major. But yeah, so this is a story from Ohio University. I don't know what year this took place. If it says it in the story, I guess we will find out.
Sweet.
So, starts off with, coming into my first year at Ohio University, I knew that they were not only known for their parties and Halloween, but also for being one of the most haunted campuses in America.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, it's insane. Because Athens just has so much, like, I want to say insane history. It's insane history, but there's just a lot
of, like, country.
Insane. Yeah, there were a few insane asylums down there, so I was trying to find a different word.
Oh.
Opening a year after the state of Ohio was established in 1804, it's given that the area's rich history, that there's bound to be some very old ghosts walking the streets of Athens. Before coming to campus, students hear about the supposed hauntings, especially in the old Athens Lunatic Asylum, now called the Ridges. The haunted dorms and cemeteries. And the haunted doors and cemeteries. This person doesn't know how to write.
We will critique your grammar if you send us stories. I'm sorry ahead of time.
We'll make fun of you mercilessly. Knowing the campus's spooky history, I figured I would hear about paranormal activity, but I never expected to be personally touched by it. Here are just the few personal hauntings I've experienced, as well as some of the things experienced by others here. As freshmen, we're the last to pick for scheduling and housing, but I was able to choose sooner than others by living in a learning community designated dorm. What is that?
Like an honors?
Maybe.
Dorm?
Learning community designated. Probably. Learners live here. Everybody else that goes to OU, for the reason they go to OU, live somewhere else.
Well, like, honors dorms will have, like, earlier quiet hours and
dumb
stuff nerds. Like that.
After picking my room on the second floor of Washington Hall, I did some research to learn more about where I would be living for the next year. I found out that Washington Hall opened in 1955, was named after President George Washington, and that it was supposedly haunted by an entire women's basketball team.
I'm so sorry. What?
You ready for this next sentence?
Yes, hit me with it.
They died in an accident, but had such a great time on campus that they decided to stay.
Bullshit.
I don't know if I would want my final resting place to be college. Or in a dorm room.
The nerd dorm.
I had such a good time studying. I'm going to stay there for eternity. Okay. So going into move-in day, I expected some strange things to happen, but not anything too bizarre. Within the first week, though, I woke up to find scratches on my body, including actual broken skin on my shoulder. I would move.
Yes.
I would see that and be like, well, I didn't do that, and there's no rusty nails in my bed. I'm leaving.
I'm glad that's your one thing that it could be.
Just trying to, what else
rusty
would it be?
Nails. There hasn't been a rusty nail in my bed in months. I don't know where this could be from.
I thought I got rid of all those. Oftentimes, I found myself waking up early in the morning with both my sheets and comforter having been completely pulled onto the floor.
That's just sleeping.
I was gonna say I kick off my blankets.
Happens all the time.
I think that you're crazy. I'm not a crazy restless sleeper. Thank you for already proving me wrong. So there's no way that I could have caused that myself.
Not a single way.
Food, tissue boxes, and things on my desk were sometimes moved around, and I'd find them in strange spots the next day. You did go to OU, so there's a chance that you did that yourself.
And you were drunk and you don't remember. Or you've got a roommate that's drunk and probably going through your shit.
Those who lived around me have also had similar strange occurrences. They've heard knocking on their windows late at night, had their hair pulled, their music turned off out of nowhere, and just generally experienced so many other creepy things that defy explanation.
I can get some of the knocking.
The hair pulling and the music would creep me out.
Yeah, if you're like Like, if I were sitting here right now and something pulled my hair, it would definitely not be Megan, who's sitting straight across from me with, an ottoman and a microphone.
Right.
In our way.
Or Johnny, who's got both of his hands on his phone. Unless he's a wizard.
Or a ghost.
Yeah. I like wizard better. Anyway. We're almost done with this one. Our campus also rests near the Athens Lunatic Asylum, which is supposedly haunted. Overcrowding, inhumane practices, and patient deaths eventually shut the center down. While it's used as a museum and a space for art students now, students are convinced the building is cursed.
They turned this institution into a dorm?
They turned it into an art building.
Museum. An art building. Okay.
You heard art and thought Worley Hall from A Higher Dominican?
Probably.
Yeah, it's a museum and a space for art students. One of the best-known legends is of Margaret Schilling, a female patient who disappeared in 1978 and was found dead weeks later on the abandoned top floor with her clothes neatly folded next to her.
That's weird. I don't like that.
Did she do it and then die? There's a lot of... I'll look into that one. Some say that she now roams the building along with other patients. By the time a student graduates, it's almost certain that they will have had a paranormal experience or two while living on campus. Especially after my personal experience after living in a room that's so haunted it's unlivable, I'm convinced that Ohio University is one of the most haunted campuses in America. Now that I finished this, I think that I just read someone's paper. That was kind of set up like a paper.
Yeah, it was.
An introduction and a conclusion and three body paragraphs. I just read a paper that someone submitted. At Ohio University. You're welcome. You did all right. 98%.
Yeah.
There's a few grammar mistakes. But overall,
history is there. Dude, if anything's scratching me, I'm out.
If anything pulls my hair.
Touches me.
Yeah, I was going to say. Able to physically touch me and do harm, I'm out.
Okay. Because.
Well, yeah.
We feel like Sister Sands maybe held my hand.
Yeah.
But, other than that,
I can
never know scratches.
Yeah, no. I can tell my one story from being a security guard, front desk clerk, whatever I was.
Sainsbury Hall stuff still?
Yeah. From, what was my title? Just front desk.
You were watcher? A desk worker.
Desk worker. Perfect. It was really hard for me to come up with that.
Right?
Yeah. So I worked for the university, and I would stay in multiple different of our dorm halls, and I would just sit by the front door to make sure that everybody coming in had a student ID, just because we wanted to keep things safe. And I hated it when I had to work the 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. shift in Sainsbury Hall, because the lobby is so open, and it's right next to the church. And the chapel's got doors that are just glass, and you can see straight down into the chapel, and it's just empty and kind of creepy, because there's just a lot of paintings and pews, and I'm just, always
statues.
Afraid.
Statues. There's so many statues.
It's just
in that building.
You. And I don't like it. So the way that Sainsbury is set up is you've got your lobby, they've got the chapel, and they've got the room off where you guys would have your choir things.
Oh, the,
The, dining
community
area.
Room?
Yeah.
Community room.
Yeah. And then on the other side, there were a few offices and, a study room.
And a lounge.
Yeah. So, that's how the first floor was set up. The second floor was exclusively teacher offices.
Mm-hmm.
There was no dorms on the second floor. And then the third floor was exclusively dorms. Walking up all those stairs sucked. Especially when you were moving in and out of the building.
No elevator.
So, that kind of sucked. But there was one particular night that I was working the front desk from 9P to 3A, and I had a security guard friend, Dan the security man, which is why I ended up calling him, because we spent a lot of time together late at night. And there was a night that I ended up having to call him, because I was convinced somebody had broken into the dorm and was on the second floor, messing around with stuff. Because I heard really loud music. And I was like, one, it's 1:30 in the morning. I'm here for another hour and a half, but there's people trying to sleep. That's got to be really annoying. but I could hear them walking up on the second floor, up and down the hallway, with this, like, loud rap music. So I was like, what in the world is going on? So I called Dan, and I was like, if you could just come and check this out for me, that'd be great. So he gets there, and we're, like, talking for a second, because he's like, well, if they're up there, like, they have to come through the lobby to get out anyway, so it's okay if I stand here for a minute. Mm-hmm. So we're just talking, and we hear the person walking again. And we both looked up, because we both heard it. I was like, you hear that, right? Like, I'm not insane. And he looked up, and we're, like, following with our eyes the sound. And he's like, that's insane. Like, who's up there? So he immediately goes up, and he was up there for about 10 minutes. I'm scared shitless, because I was like, I thought it was crazy. Like, I'm the only one hearing this. But he heard it. And he comes back down, and he just kind of, like, looks a little shocked and a little, like, annoyed almost, because he was like, nobody was up there. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, I walked up and down both hallways, and he's like, I checked to make sure all the doors were locked. They all were. He's like, I even went up to the third floor, because I was like, well, maybe they went up, even though to get up to the third floor, you needed a key.
Yeah.
He's like, maybe it was just somebody, like, messing around that lives there. But he was like, everybody, like, all the hallways were silent. And most people were asleep. He's like, I saw a few lights on, but it wasn't like somebody had ran up and slammed the door and tried to hide. And he's like, I can't explain that. And we talked for a little bit longer. And then he left. And I heard the sound again. And I was like, what the fuck? So the whole night, I'm just like, I was afraid to even move. And everybody that came into I don't know if I checked any IDs that night from that point on, which was probably not safe of me. That's okay. Yeah, that was one of the scarier ones, just because it wasn't just me that experienced it. Like, mm-hmm. we both were like, what is that?
Yeah, there was like another really person. Loud.
And I was like,
you said
maybe,
rap music?
Yeah, that's why I was like, if it was Sister Sands, she's got some interesting music choices. Because it was like definitely, like, you could hear the beat. Because it was just the, like, bass that you could hear, but the bass was like typical of a rap song,
mm-hmm.
of the, like, sharp, I don't know how you talk about rap music, however you do.
That was maybe the whitest thing you've ever done.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't want to talk about it.
So, yeah, somebody was walking up there that couldn't be seen.
Right. There's just no way that they could have, I don't, and you regularly, like, got locked from going to the laundry room, even if you had a key, you regularly got locked out of the third floor, because the key
the door locks
work.
Right
yeah.
behind. Yeah.
I don't know. That one was strange. But that was, yeah, that's really all I've got on that.
So, that was the paranormal part of our
fucking Creepy College 101.
Creepy College 101.
Is that the name of the class?
Yes. Yeah.
We're great professors.
Check your syllabus.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
First test is in
with
5 minutes.
Professor Megan and Dr. Nola.
Why am I a professor?
I don't know. Dr. Nola sounds better than Dr. Megan.
That's what I have to say to that.
But I got my doctorate from, like, just a normal state
from
school.
Monsters University.
And you've got your professorshipness from, like, fucking Columbia.
My master's degree. Thank you.
Your professorshipness. So you got it from, like, a higher quality school than I got my
degree.
Yeah. It'd be master's.
They don't let people with bachelor's teach college. Nola.
I agreed with you. Megan's going crazy, guys. If we don't have an episode next week, it's because she murdered me and thought I was a turkey.
I moved to Funtown Mountain.
A lot of things coming into this.
I need to go to Cracker Barrel.
Actually talking to me, but you're not supposed to talk to me.
Well, you're over here shaking your head like I'm wrong.
Yeah, like, okay, so our buddy Johnny's in the room with us.
Cause I don't exist.
He does the sound. He's got the fancy microphone. We allow him to be around us.
I pay for this.
So he sometimes will, like, shake his head or, like, agree with something that we're talking about.
And
I'm just
naturally confrontational.
So I agreed with Megan that you have to have a master's to be a professor, but Johnny was shaking his head, and that's why. He's shaking his head now. I'm gonna punch him in the throat. You don't need your throat for editing sound, Johnny.
If you've ever wondered what it's like behind the scenes with us, welcome.
That's pretty much it. We just laugh and then yell at Johnny. Even though he's doing something nice for us.
Yeah, and we appreciate it so much. For real. Every time he tells me an episode's up, I always send a text of, man, I can't believe that we got so lucky that we have somebody to do this because I'm too lazy. We really appreciate you.
I am. As a human being. Yeah, and I'm technologically inept.
Yes. I could do it. It just takes so long. And he can get it done in like 10 minutes. So. Yeah.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks.
Now eat shit.
I'm what's called a professional.
Oh.
He's a professional. Megan's a professor, and I'm a doctorate
that of spooky shit. That was Hebrew for you're welcome.
So, we got Professional Johnny, Professor Megan, and Dr. Nola.
And we're out.